Sexually assaulted as a teenager, Robert Wilford didn't go to church for peace and escape. It's where the abuse took place.
I was sexually abused by a priest for 4 years. Sainthood of John Paul II, I said that was a farce. They can still know and they can take action, but they allowed them, they moved them from parish to parish.
Born in Jacksonville, Wilford moved his family to Birmingham, Alabama, where his early tragedies shaped his work.
Six other people contacted me and said they'd been abused by that same priest. So I just wrote to the National Conference of Catholic Bishops, various people at the Vatican, approached the priest, and by June 1st, he was forced into retirement.
A career of standing up for others, and even...
Part of me has trouble understanding how someone who can stand up for the church so much, yet so many bad things have happened to him.
That's Janice Youngblood, who works with Wilford on the Parish Council of St. Madeline Church in High Springs. A neighbor of Wilford, yet Youngblood grew up in South Florida and never heard of any abuse in the house of God.
Nobody should be abusing anyone.
Although Youngblood admits she feels uncomfortable with this topic.
You have to go by the book in order for things to come to the head persons in the church. And I think sometimes all of those areas in between prevent justice from being accomplished.
Wilford moved back to Florida after his 20-year service in the Navy. He says his soul still struggled with depression, but it found its way to a struggling nonprofit agency in Gainesville. Peggy Hunsucker, a retired director of business operations for the Central Florida Community Action Agency, says Wilford wanted to assist families in need.
Basically, want him to be our boss, the head of the agency, the first moment we met him.
She says although Wilford realized the agency is smaller than he expected at the time they interviewed him.
That man would be there when you come in the morning, and he'd be one of the last ones to leave at night.
And even when the business was in crisis.
The agency was being ready to be closed by the state.
It wasn't long before the agency got the attention of the Florida Association for Community Action. They were the first to win 3 awards in a year from this statewide association.
Partnerships was one of his real gifts.
Wilford won his third term re-election on the Alachua City Commission last year, but the winning streak soon hit a low.
When I first was told I had cancer, it just scares the hell out of you.
From that day when the young Catholic boy couldn't open the car door and run away from his sexual predator, Wilford now opens every door he could, including social media.
The pain was excruciating. I decided to post a few things on Facebook and have a good attitude, Fighting Bubba, my nickname when I was growing up, and then my opponent is Ugly Boy Cancer.
Wilford says that courage once again receives an outpouring of love and support.
It's amazing that people could concentrate on loving each other. That's what has become a love affair between me and over 4,000 people.
At the age of 73, this cancer patient stays positive until he could achieve his one final wish.
Love to see my oldest granddaughter graduate from high school. She's 8, so that'd be a blessing.
And even with this decision,
I plan on running again in 2019.
He says he lost his faith in the church as an entity, but not as a religion. Through church and Facebook, Robert Wilford finds his escape from suffering, but he also fight peace.
All my tombstone says is he tried to make a difference.
Through his everyday work. Paul Nguyen, WUFD News.